With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Two university fired employees due to social media posts made after the assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk, according to school officials. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
University of Mississippi Chancellor Glenn Boyce said in a statement posted Thursday afternoon to social media platform X, quote, "Yesterday, a University of Mississippi staff member reshared hurtful and sensitive comments on social media regarding the tragic murder of Charlie Kirk. These comments run completely counter to our institutional values of civility, fairness, and respecting each other's personal dignity." Middle Tennessee State University President Sidney McPhee said in his own statement Wednesday that an employee at the school, quote, "offered inappropriate and callous comments on social media concerning the horrific and tragic murder of Charlie Kirk." I'm Bernie Bennett.
Charlie Kirk's widow, Erica, breaks her silence after Tyler Robinson's arrest. Speaking from Turning Point USA in Phoenix.
"To everyone listening tonight across America, the movement my husband built will not die. It won't. I refuse to let that happen. It will not die. All of us will refuse to let that happen. No one will ever forget my husband's name, and I will make sure of it."
President Trump says he will send the National Guard to Memphis to address crime concerns there with the support of the mayor and the governor.
Memphis is,
that's the next city,
deeply troubled.
President Trump says he'll send the National Guard to Memphis to address crime concerns there. In an interview on Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends, Trump says the mayor, Democrat Paul Young, and Tennessee's Republican Governor Bill Lee are happy about the move.
"We're going to fix that just like we did Washington."
This comes after Mayor Young issued a statement saying he'd been informed the deployment was under consideration and said he was committed to working to ensure any efforts strengthen the community and build on their progress. Audio courtesy Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends. I'm Jennifer King.
This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Vermont. More from SRN's Michael Harrington.
The Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that the Vermont Principals Association cannot ban a Christian school from sports participation because its girls' teams refuse to play against schools that have boys on their squads. Mid-Vermont Christian School was kicked out of the VPA after the girls' basketball team opted to forfeit a game against Long Trail School in 2023. The court says the VPA was hostile to the Christian school's religious views. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The federal appeals court has reversed previous court rulings that found a Georgia county illegally discriminated against a sheriff's deputy by failing to pay for his sex change operation. In its ruling, the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals found that Houston County's policy did not violate the civil rights of the male officer. The decision relies heavily on a June ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court that upheld the Tennessee ban. This is SRN News. Six black colleges received threats or potential threats Thursday, prompting lockdowns and class cancellations.
Southern University in Louisiana, Alabama State University, Clark Atlanta University in Georgia, Virginia State University, Hampton University in Virginia, and Bethune-Cookman University in Florida. All six of those schools reported threats. Although initial threats have been investigated and the lockdowns lifted, some schools did opt to call off classes and in many cases send students home. The abundance of caution coming one day following the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Jason Walker reporting.
The UN General Assembly has voted overwhelmingly to support a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. It also urges Israel to commit to a Palestinian state, which Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vehemently opposes. This is SRN News.